seems like it's never easy with this, but obviously, you know, all the ups and downs. I mean, just to come away with a win here, obviously, is pretty gratifying, right?
Yeah, it was a huge win, and it was a great team effort. You know, we knew the type of game this was, what it was going to be. You know, obviously, the Cowboys are a hot team. They're rolling right now, 1-5-6, obviously in playoff contention. So, you know, we knew what this game meant to them. You know, for us, you know, after kind of realigning our goals, you know, 2 weeks ago, you know, this we established how we wanted to finish the season out and what we needed to do to accomplish that. And I think we knew the challenge coming in here. Just as far as the flow of the game went, you know, felt like we possessed the ball really well, felt like we converted a lot of third downs. You know, and we also knew that no matter what the score, that the team on the other side of the ball was a great finishing team. You know, so even when we got up 14 points, we knew it was far from over. And they did a great job of coming back, getting those two late touchdowns. And then all of a sudden we're in OT, you know, and there was no panic. It was almost like we knew the game would come down to something like this. And offensively, we just wanted that opportunity, and defense gave it to us by getting that big stop. And we were able to make some big plays. And, you know, the crazy fumble recovery, you know, go figure. But, you know, everybody contributed today. Everybody was a part of this, and it was a tremendous win.
What do you talk about the team realigning? How about yourself and the determination you had in these last couple games, obviously?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your attitude?
Just extremely positive and you know, wanting to play our best football. You know, me wanting to play my best football here at the end of this season. You know, that's what we want to be known for. That we're, you know, regardless of what our playoff options are or not, you know, we want to be playing our best football in December. You know, going into what we always hope will be the playoffs, but regardless of how it shakes out, we understand we're building a foundation now for our teams of the future. And we've got the core group now that's going to be with us for a long time. And I think a lot of it's just, you know, continuing to kind of rely on each other and work for each other and, you know, play hard for each other.
How much did you relish the opportunity to get the ball back in overtime?
Yeah. Well, you know, with the new rules, you know, there's that little wrinkle that, you know, even if they go down and get a field goal, you have an opportunity. But the minute that they don't get anything and you've got it, now you realize all we need is a field goal, you know. So just get us in range. And obviously with the fumble that got us down to the two, I don't know why Marcus couldn't have just fumbled it 2 yards further, you know, just be done with it. But, no, made it exciting.
What did you think when you saw it pop out?
Oh, gosh. I was so far away from it, you know, so then you're just like, and, you know, so I went chasing after it, and I'm watching Jimmy, and, you know, I said, if there's one guy that can get this thing, it's Jimmy. And it was like, you know, he just reverted to, you know, being the enforcer on the basketball court in the paint, just, you know, muscling guys around and boxing them out, and, you know, he's going for that ball, and you could tell he was kind of in front of the guy a little bit, but the safety tried to grab him, tried to, you know, knock him off, but Jimmy was not going to allow anybody to prevent him from jumping on that ball. And, you know, he jumps on it, but obviously it's like a, you know, it's like a slippery watermelon. You know, you're trying to grab that thing, and he's sitting on it, and all of a sudden he spins around and jumps on it. He's got three Cowboys guys on him, and that's when I knew we had it, and, you know, we were going to kick the game winner right then.
For a lot of teams in the situation you guys find yourself at the end of the season, they say just playing for pride, but that means a lot more here in this situation for you guys than just lip service.
Yeah, I mean, our team is used to, you know, playing for something all the time, you know, so we're never going to let anybody tell us that we're not playing for something, even though it's not the playoffs for the 2012 football season. But we're playing for something, even if that's building the foundation for future teams. I believe that what we can accomplish now will carry over somehow, some way.
I think I know the answer to this, but there was probably no acknowledgement on the sideline or recognition of the fact that when Minnesota won, your playoff chances truly were over.
Yeah, no, we knew there was a lot of things that had to happen, and we just wanted to worry about the things we can control. What would have been worse is if Minnesota would have lost and we would have lost. But instead, we both win, and we're still happy because we accomplished what we set out to accomplish for this week.
Amazing. This was their third overtime game of the season. I guess they won the previous two, just like you say.
Yeah.
Field goal overtime.
Yeah. They know how to finish. You know, I think statistically, we've been talking about it all week. I think they've scored, you know, maybe you know, their top three scoring team in the fourth quarter, scored, you know, the third most points of any team. And you've seen it time after time, you know, where they've gotten down and just, you know, Romo's brought them back and done a tremendous job of doing that. So we knew that no matter what the score, even if we got up by a bit, that it was not over and they had the ability to really come roaring back. And, you know, offensively, you're always sitting there going, you know, don't even put your defense back there out on the field, you know. And, man, we got so close on that third down, we were fourth and a foot, you know. And then there's the decision of, hey, you know, do we just go for it and say what the heck? You know, the smart thing to do was to punt it, you know, with the amount of time that was left, no timeouts for them. And, listen, they just did a great job of executing and getting down the field. But we also knew that if it came down to it, we'd have a chance in overtime. And we just have to make the most of that then, and we did.
Joe into going for it on fourth down earlier when you all were going to line up for field goal?
You know, that's always a group decision. I mean, in the end, it's Joe Vitt's decision. But, you know, there's many times throughout the course of a game where you're in that range and, man, you just feel like the momentum's there, we can do it. And all of it comes down to is, hey, you have a play you like. And yes, we did. Okay, let's do it. You know, so it's a confidence thing, it's a feeling, but it's also we got a play we like. Yes, okay, let's go. Yeah, I was all for it. I was all for it. I wouldn't necessarily say I was over there, but like, we got to go for it. But he said, what do you think about going for it? I said, absolutely.
About the way the Cowboys finished this year, you know, the quarterback position is glorified, criticized in every market. But here I think it's even increased. When you look at Tony Romo, you know, the fans are going to say threw for 400 yards but didn't score in that last possession. When you look at a guy like Romo, what do you see?
I think he's having a great season. I think he played extremely well today. I've got a lot of respect for Tony Romo. I know that he tends to get, you know, definitely more criticism than he deserves, you know, just because of, I guess, the Cowboy mystique. I think I've watched a lot of film on him this season. It just seems like we've played a lot of similar opponents, and he's had some amazing comebacks, you know, third, fourth quarter. So regardless of what happens prior to that, you know, I think that a lot of times that's how you're evaluated as a quarterback, and you know, I think he's put his team in good positions quite a bit, you know, and unfortunately, you know, for them, you know, he to play that well and then just come out on the losing end, I mean, that happens to all of us, but I got a lot of respect for him and his game.
Through in the grand scheme of everything happened in the offseason, the 0-4 start, what would getting back to 8-8 mean to you and to the team?
You know, that would, I guess that would, you know, from 3 weeks ago until now, or when we were sitting there at 5-8, to finish 8-8 would be as good as we could get, you know. I mean, are we disappointed that, you know, we started off 0-4 and we just had too big a mountain to climb, you know? Yeah. Are there some games along the way that we said, man, One play here, we would have had this one. One play there, we would have had this. Yeah, you second guess all that stuff. But at this point, you know, you can't go back and change anything. And like I said before, we realigned our goals right when we were sitting there at 5-8, saying, well, how do we want to finish this season? If we want to finish it at 8-8, well, how do we do it against really three very good opponents? Well, this is what we do, and it's one at a time. And we've gotten the first two, so let's go get the third. Thanks.